Scientists say there is another promising way of treating heart disease that would preserve that familiar heartbeat. This approach involves stem cells, cells that can, in theory, be coaxed into replacing heart cells damaged or destroyed by disease. NPR's Joe Palca has a status report on the research in this field known as regenerative medicine.
Regenerating functioning heart cells has been a goal of medicine for more than a century. University of Washington scientists Michael LaFlamme and Charles Murray put it this way. To achieve that goal, they write, the heart has been stabbed, snipped, contused, cauterized, coagulated, frozen, injected with toxins, infected, and infarcted in species ranging from marine invertebrates to horses. You don't often get that kind of lovely writing in the journal Nature. So has any of that stuff worked? Well, kinda. In mice, it's possible to find stem cells that will turn into functioning, beating heart cells. And those cells do go where they're needed, replacing cells that have been damaged. But the repairs are mostly modest, and as you may know, mice aren't humans. Their hearts are much smaller, and they beat much faster. What works in mice could flop in people. There are creatures that can regenerate heart tissue without any help from smarty-pants human scientists. The zebrafish is one example. You can cut out 20% of a zebrafish's heart, and the heart will grow back to normal. Obviously, human hearts can't do that. But scientists now do believe that there are stem cells that regenerate human hearts. They just do it at a glacial pace, not nearly fast enough to make repairs in the event of injury. Scientists are trying to identify these cardiac stem cells and then figure out how to juice them up so they can repair damage caused by a heart attack. Scientists are also trying to use a cocktail of chemicals to trick other kinds of stem cells that don't normally make heart cells to take on that role. But like mechanical pumps and artificial hearts, stem cell therapy is a high-tech, high-expense solution for dealing with heart diseases. Rather than wait for the day when medicine can replace or repair your damaged ticker, the painful truth is that today, heart health is largely in your hands. Eat sensibly, quit smoking, get some exercise, all that boring stuff. Not nearly as newsworthy as the latest medical breakthrough, but probably more relevant to your health. Joe Palca, NPR News.